Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
Yes, Jonathan Simon here. I can't remember the young lady who I spoke to this morning.
Yes, that was me.
Oh yes. And what's your name again?
Is Dina. D-I-N-A. Yes.
Oh, because I was remember this morning. I was on a rush to get Ms. Lee out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I got the everything. Do you need me to fill out all that? And I need to get a resume and all that stuff too.
So you don't need to get a resume as long as you fill out the application completely. That's good enough for us. So there's the links and there's the documents that we need. So
okay, the documents
yes.
of as far as I went.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as I went is I just did it when I came in. Just now I see the application. And then you said documents. What you mean? I have to get the my proof of TB shot, TB and everything like that.
So I'll just go over them quickly with you now. So basically, there's three forms to fill out. There's an application form. There's an I-9 and W-4 form for their taxes, and then there's a competency test, which is basically just a test on caregiving questions. And then there's the documents. The documents include a TB test, one that was done within the year if you have that, or if not, we can schedule you one. And then you had one then?
I said my last. I'm trying to think because, where I'm at now, I think I got one from Quest Lab.
Oh, yeah.
Either Lab, I think I got from Quest or either LabCorp, Albert Einstein. But it was the blood one.
Yeah, that's fine. We can accept that.
Okay.
Call Quest or LabCorp directly because the agency won't give that to you.
Okay. And what else do you say to what else do I need?
And then we need a form and two forms of ID. So a social security card, driver's license, or you can send a passport, birth certificate, that. And then the last thing that we need is a proof of residency. So that's any document that includes your name and your address that proves that you were in Pennsylvania for 2 years or longer. So anything from 2023. It can be a bank statement, an old ID, a pay stub, or even a shopping invoice.
Shopping invoice. I got car payment thing. I got. How about Xfinity cable bill and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's all right, as long as it has your name and address.
Okay. And one thing, when I spoke to Jasmine yesterday, I have to speak to you about the health. She told me I have to speak to you about the health care plan thing.
You're saying the benefits?
Yeah, benefits, yeah.
Yeah. So give me your email. I'll send you a PDF that explains it all in detail.
Yeah, okay. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
That's J.Simon.
Mm-hmm.
4039.
S-I-M-O-N?
Yes.
Okay.
S-I-M-O-N. 4039.
Mm-hmm.
At yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. Okay, all right. I'm going to send all the benefits and attachment. The benefits, I believe they're only if you work full-time. So. Yeah, 56 hours, that'll be fine. Okay. All right, so you can take a look at them. Let me know if you have any questions. Okay.
I surely will. Okay. All right. You'll be hearing back from me sometime today.
I look forward to it.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.